Welcome everybody, shir number 1196, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. In the writing, it's shir number 348. Okay, we're middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makayim. We started the Halachas of Holchei Drachim. Just here and there, some other parts of Shinoi Makayim come up, which are not part of actually Holchei Drachim, so we go back to them, then we go from there. Okay, so interesting question, in reference to a hotel room. We didn't really discuss a hotel room. We spoke about a hotel, courtyard, hallways, the shul, the base medrash, these type of things. What about the rooms themselves? In other words, you have two different types. You have regular rooms, which is regular rooms. I am my room and somebody else has their room, right? And some other family has their room down the hall and whatever the case is. But then you have sometimes that a family comes, let's say a father or mother comes, with, two or three of their children, and possibly the children might have their families too. So, and mom is the immediate family, right? So in general, how do we look at room to room? Do we say that it's the parents and the children? It's sort of like, going from room to room, really, not from apartment to apartment. But if it's somebody else, in other words, there's some guy, person next door that I want to go talk to, a friend of mine, whatever, he has his own mishpacha, so then it's like his own apartment, right? They have their mishpacha next door, and I have my mishpacha by me, and I rent out my room, he rents out his room, and that's it. My room is like what we discussed in the past by a hotel room. My room is like my apartment, right? I rent it out for a week, two, whatever it is that I'm there. That's my apartment. I go to my friend, and it's the other mishpacha, and that's their apartment. So now when I go from my room to the other person's room, that's mamish like going from one domain to another. L'chari, you would need another bracha. You have to be careful not to do that. In other words, it's like going from apartment to apartment. It's one rishus to another, one domain to another. But on the other end, sometimes there's, like we said, it's a family, right? My daughter, my son, or whatever, comes with their family and they rent out. So it's sort of like, if you want to look at it, like a child, when they come into the house, they don't knock, before they come in, maybe I'll be let in, maybe not. Is anybody home? They walk in, they go, the children many times have, I'm talking about even the married children, they might even have the key, they know the combination, they go in and out. But for example, let's say it's as opposed to if it's a cousin, even like a first cousin or whatever comes to visit, they don't just walk into the house, right? They're going to knock. It's a separate family, even though you'll say, well, it's all part of my family. Even a third cousin, fourth cousin, I mean, where do we draw the line? Somebody mentioned to me an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, all of Klal Yisrael, we're all related. So there's never any Shein Makom? No. So it's basically, the bottom line is pretty much how one would look at it. Immediate family, a son, a daughter, whatever, or a parent, right? So then if they're next door, let's say, or they're, the son or the daughter or the parent, whatever, and you want to go, continue drinking over there or continue eating over there. Shahakol ha'itzu adama. So l'chayr over there, you could say it would be like going from room to room in a house. It's not the same room, but it's sort of like going room to room in a house, right? You go, yeah, the child has his, has their bedroom and the adult, the parents have their bedroom. That's basically the setup. But when it's already a little bit more of a distant cousin, even first cousin, second cousin, whatever, or close friends or whatever it might be, in general, they have their own apartment. They have they don't have freedom to go back and forth into my apartment, whatever the case is, right? They'll call first and they'll knock or whatever. But a child is different. A child could, usually is just going to walk in, or a parent might just usually walk in, usually. I mean, but so that's how we draw the line. So if it's a close family, like a child, a daughter, son, even with their family or by your parents, so in Lachar, we could say it would be like going from room to room. But if it's already anything else, good, we're making a person makes a chasna and they have 10 different families there, first cousins, second cousins, friends. So each one of those rooms would be like going from one apartment to another. So one has to be careful from if they make a shakal or a dam or eights and they go to the other person's room and it's not like an immediate family, like we said, the daughter, son, parent, whatever. So then l'chayr will be like going from one apartment to another. So, okay, so now there's one more quick thing. When a person goes, even if they go, let's say, to the child's room, which let's say might be next door, whatever, for example, so now you have to be careful. So then we'll say, so it's sort of like going from room to room. So l'chayr, you would not need a bracha, but one should be careful. If possible, sometimes they have an inside door in these rooms at a hotel. Sometimes there's an inside door that might connect. They have such rooms that connects the two rooms together. So it's better to do that if possible, because once you go into the hallway, now you're going into questions of you're going into the public hallway. Once you go into the public hallway, it's sort of like you go in your apartment house or a co-op, you go into the hallway and you go from your apartment into the hallway. And, you know, it's a question, do you make a new bracha, do you not? We saw it was a machlaikis. So once you go into the hallway to go to the other room, even though it might be from a very close relative, like we said, could be running into another suffix bracha. So, it would be a suffix bracha. You would not remake the bracha, but if possible, it's better to get out of it somehow if you have an inside door to go from one room to another, if it's possible without going into the hallway. In case not, if somebody did go, and like we said, if it's a very close relative like that, a child or a parent or something, so then L'chaim would say one would not remake the bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha. And if you go to anybody else's room, then L'chaim one would need a new bracha. So one has to be careful, preferably to make sure, you know, either to make a berna fashis before or however they want to work it, you know, just to cover all grounds, as they say, because pretty much you're dealing with having to make a new bracha if it's a different room and it's not an immediate family. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha. Kol tuv.